104.5 The Zone, 750 The Wake Up Zone, powered by the Tennessee Lottery. Alongside Blaine Bishop, got Jason Martin in the house, Jonathan Schaefer, our producer. I'm Kevin Ingram. Let's visit with Gary Smith, head coach Nashville SC. They face Charlotte tomorrow over at First Tennessee Park, and we appreciated Gary joining us at Sports Fest a few weeks ago. Gary, what's going on this morning?
Yeah, just on my way in, getting ourselves ready for the big game tomorrow.
How has your team found so much success on offense in these recent matches? 8 goals total in the last 2. How has it worked for you?
Well, I think there's always a combination of things. Certainly our change of shape, a couple of real aggressive wide players, lots of pace and individualism has helped. And of course, you have to look at the opponent as well. The 2 teams that we've played, certainly on paper, will have been slightly weaker than maybe 1 or 2 of the other groups that we've played before. But nevertheless, we'll certainly grow in confidence and feel a lot better about ourselves having hit the back of the net 8 times in the last 2 games.
How does the new acquisition you made yesterday help your group?
Well, in the long term, massively. David will be part of the group in 2020. Unfortunately, he won't be part of this group in USL, but a very, very exciting addition to the MLS ranks. There's no doubt about that.
Gary Smith is our guest, head coach of Nashville SC. They play Charlotte tomorrow at First Tennessee Park.
Gary, okay, I'm going to ask you kind of an odd question. You know, I know you guys are playing over at First Tennessee Park, but what are the minimum requirements for the field size? Because does that change your strategy with different field sizes and what you do out there on the field?
Sorry, you just broke up a little bit there.
Yeah, what's the minimum requirement for field sizes? Because different places have different sizes because of where they're playing the venue. So is there a minimum requirement? Does that then change your strategy, how you go about playing the game on the field?
Well, at First Tennessee Park, we're fortunate in the fact that if we wanted to just extend the width of that field or I think slightly the length of it, there'll be certain restrictions because of the baseball dimensions. But our field, I think it's 116 and 72 wide, is a really good size and shape for lots of groups. It creates a fast game. It gives us opportunity to get into good areas because it's not too tight. So it's actually quite a universal dimension. There are fields in our league that are much smaller than that. I know Pittsburgh and Indianapolis will, to name but 2, will be much, much tighter than that. And, of course, the surface in those places are AstroTurf. So that makes for a more difficult game. And I think once you get under that 70 dimension width-wise, which I think is a minimum requirement, you start to have difficulties. And there's certainly 1 or 2 that, I think, are stretching the boundaries of honesty on how wide their field is.
Gary, I know it's still sort of early, but have you gotten a sense of just the community response to the team, just in terms of being here in Nashville? And this city gets around a party, and there are various parties around this city. The Predators are a prime example of that. Do you start to sense that, you know, there is a growing fervor? I'm starting to see a little bit more, you know, a little bit more merch on people's backs. I'm starting to see shirts and a bunch more locales and things like that. I know it's a growing process, but where do you think you guys are right now?
Well, the support has always been fantastic for the team. I think what you're seeing now is that momentum starting to build and to shift towards MLS. There's no doubt that having a USL group in town and to get soccer well and truly in the public eye in the build up to MLS was a very good move. And of course the team's been reasonably successful, and the hope is that we continue to put soccer at the forefront of everyone's mind in 19. And I've just seen yesterday that the announcement of 2 games at Nissan Stadium again this year, you know, they're also great opportunities for the public to get behind the team and to see, you know, really what it's going to be like in 2020. It will be our home field. my hope, of course, is that the city gets out and gets behind us in much greater numbers in 2020. But as I look at what we have at the moment, there's a real great swell of interest, of intrigue, and very, very good support for the team and obviously for the franchise.
Well, Gary, we appreciate the time this morning. Good luck to you guys. Keep the goals coming as you play Charlotte tomorrow.
Yeah, I know. I appreciate it. Thanks very much.
Okay, have a good day. That's Gary Smith, head coach of Nashville SC. Play Charlotte tomorrow at First Tennessee Park. They scored 8 goals in the last 2 matches, and we'll see how they perform tomorrow.